Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm WSB's Clark Howard. From Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all of Metro 11.
You'll get severe weather,
a traffic red alert,
or breaking news.
Breaking news immediately.
Accurate.
From the WSB 24-hour Breaking News Center. WSB.
Depend on it.
No, I'll run this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show, and a good Friday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 10:07, 7 after 10. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Got a big show planned for you tonight because I am off Monday and Tuesday because of Rosh Hashanah. Jews nugget. So I'm off. So you better enjoy the show now. And I know you're going to because first guest on the program is at the Punchline this weekend. She is a comedian extraordinaire. She is Lynn Coplitz. Lynn, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hi. Thanks, Mark.
Do you get Monday and Tuesday off also?
I take it off, but I'm not Jewish.
You just take it off.
And I get invited to breakfast all the time in New York. I live in New York. Yeah. It's really funny because Coplitz sounds Jewish.
They just assume.
So Jewish people always assume. And I like gefilte fish. I like all the chopped liver. I like all the food. So I'll eat all the food. And yeah. In the last two breakfasts the host said, so now Coplitz, like, is that German Jewish? And I said, oh, I'm not Jewish. With my mouth full of white fish. Salad? I'm not Baptist.
So did you change it to Coplitz to sound Jewish so you can be successful in show business?
Oh, is that yeah, no, that's so onerous. No, I would never do that. My stepfather adopted me, and he's Coplitz, but again, not Jewish. But, yeah.
but again, not Jewish.
But I definitely identify with Jewish people. Now, I love that new thing that we can say what we identify with.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gender neutral, but I identify with Jews.
Yes, I definitely identify with the Jewish people.
Well, what is this? I'm assuming this is your not first time in Atlanta, is it? You've been here before?
No, I actually even lived here for a short period of time.
Get out of town.
Years ago when I was a struggling actress, and I came to visit my sister and audition for something, and I didn't get the part, and she was now she's married to him, but they were dating, they just moved in together, and she said, just get all your stuff out of the car and put it in the guest bedroom and stay in there until I talk to him.
Wow.
And I stayed for a year.
Did you lie? I mean, how long ago was it? Did you like it? It's a different city now?
Oh my God, I'm going to give it away. It had to have been almost 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a totally different city. But they had a lot of money, so I got to live in Buckhead.
Oh, fantastic.
And I worked at a Bagelicious that was like on
Roswell. Oh my
Roswell,
God, I remember that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I dressed up and I was like the hostess. They used to call me, the guys who ran it were from New York, they called me the stewardess. They're like, hey, you. And I was young, so I was always worried about losing my job. I'm like, I don't want to get fired. I know I was late. And one day the guy called me up. He was missing fingers from the slicer.
The bagel slicer.
Yeah, yeah. One of the meat slicers. And he called me up. He goes, come here, sit down, stewardess. And they never even knew my name. He goes, listen, you were definitely going to get fired someday. And I go, I am, and I was young. You know,
this
I was
from
like,
a bagel shop.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna get fired, but I need this job. And he goes, no. You see that kid? You see that fat kid over there that's slicing the tongue? And I said, yeah. And he goes, that kid's got job security with me.
Wow.
You don't. Of course, you're gonna get fired. You got a future.
Not to get too personal, is that his way to like? Is that the casting couch of the bagel shop where he's trying to?
No, I think it was his way of telling me you're better than this place.
Oh, I got you.
He was trying. He was being.
It was sweet, not.
No,
not sour.
I mean he was. He was sour too, but he was being, listen, and I don't want to say, because this is 30, I have no idea what Bagelicious does now,
but at the time,
I will never forget, I said, which slicer is the kosher slicer? That you know,
said,
and he said, he goes, either one. And I said, no, you can't do that. Like, Absolutely not. It can't be either one. And I remember I got really upset about it because I was like, it doesn't work like that.
It's weird because that's Lynn Coplitz in studio, not Jewish, but with more Jewish knowledge than I do. Your Jewish host. She's the punchline this weekend. It's all a matter of mind over matter because I say this, my grandmother was strictly kosher, separate plates, no milk, no dairy.
My one sister's converted and she's very kosher and she brings paper plates to the house.
That being said, when we went to a Chinese restaurant, she was eating pork ribs and fried shrimp and what it does, it, you know, she was kosher until, oh, Chinese food, whatever. I got to eat the spare ribs.
I know Jewish people and the shrimp, it kills me.
Yeah.
It's like they're completely kosher, not, but then the shrimp comes around forget and they're it. Like, it's hey, there's shrimp.
Let me ask you a question. So Lynn Coplitz at the Punchline this weekend. Tickets available online at punchline.com. Scotty K is her chauffeur today, also a comedian.
I joke
that I'm off Monday and Tuesday, but I was thinking about it. You guys, comedians are probably off Monday and Tuesday, right? I mean,
we're off all the time.
Comedians, I love Lynn. That's why I got up
today. To come in.
I told her, I go, you know I have to love you because otherwise, because comedians, we sleep until we're finished.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I don't anymore. I set my alarm and I get up at 6 or 7 every day.
You're crazy.
And then I take a nap in the afternoon.
A six-hour nap.
But you know why? No, I don't. I take an hour or 2 hours. But the reason I get up early is for two reasons. One, the rest of the world gets up early. So I feel like successful people rise early. It's good to get up early. And, but I mean, it's not like I do a lot. I order my breakfast. I sit with a dog. I go through emails.
Whoa, hold on. What do you mean you order your breakfast?
Well, I live in New York, so like sometimes I'll make breakfast. I like to cook. I'm a great cook, yeah. but 9 times out of 10,
so you call the bodega and say, I want a bacon, egg, and cheese, and they bring it to you?
Yes.
Really?
Listen, and this is not racist. It's just true. There is a Mexican person who will bring you anything in New York. It feels like, or a Chinese person, a Mexican or a Chinese person who will bring you anything.
So you just call up, hey, it's Lynn. I want a bacon, egg, and cheese, the Daily News, and
yeah. You can do Seamless, or and now they even have like these people called Task Rabbits.
Yeah,
that will do. They'll wait in line for you. They'll do anything.
I love this, by the way, because I've started ordering. We have things in Atlanta. We have Zifty. They'll bring you food,
right.
Or DoorDash, or Grubhub. All these places,
right.
And I love it because I hate leaving the house.
I do too. I'm a bit of a shut-in myself.
So what you order? What is your breakfast, and what do they charge you?
It totally depends what I get. I usually call the diner, not the bodega.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Eggs Benedict.
Oh, my goodness.
Big fan.
How does the holidays hold up in travel? Is it all right?
Oh my gosh. This is New York. By the time it gets to me, it's usually very hot. It's like 5 minutes, not even. And then I usually, or if I don't get that, I love the egg white omelet with Swiss cheese and grilled onions on the side and spinach.
Man, what about grits?
They don't have grits. Shut up. You know there's no grits.
I didn't have grits
until
I moved to Atlanta.
I go, you know it's just corn. And they're like, what? I go, it's corn.
Well, the great scene from, the only I first heard about grits was in My Cousin Vinny. When but Joe Pesci's in the diner.
It's polenta. That's what I always say. I'm like, it's just polenta. It's just mushy or polenta.
I feel like we're food soulmates that you order your breakfast delivered because that is like the dream of mine to just have people. That's why I said, I'm like, I might as well just live in a hotel because I want to just have food brought to me.
It's really nice.
Whenever I want.
It's really.
That's really
the
awesome.
Worst is I have a little 14-year-old dog that I love very much and sometimes I order food for the dog.
I do that. I stopped eating, Scotty can appreciate this. I stopped eating meat 2 years ago, not for religious reasons. I saw a film I shouldn't have seen, whatever.
Right.
But when I go to the Waffle House, I still order the All-Star Breakfast,
oh, yeah.
Which comes with bacon.
Yes.
And I just say, I bring the bacon home for my dogs now. So I am the
same. At least do extra crispy.
Yeah, exactly right. Extra crispy bacon for the dogs.
That's hilarious. What kind of dogs do you have?
I have a beagle who just turned 11 and a mutt who is 5.
So what you're saying is, beagle. You have
Yeah. Well,
eat Trafe.
except when I bring home bacon from Waffle House.
I was going to say, he just has bad Jew dogs.
Exactly. Exactly.
They eat Trafe and they don't care and they probably don't atone when they should.
Yeah,
and
I have to walk them before sundown on Friday or they go crazy. But I don't make them fast on Yom Kippur, so because that'd be cruel, right? You can't have your
That's cruel.
The dogs don't know what it's the Day of Atonement. They want their Purina One. What the hell's going on?
Purina One. Boy, you go all out.
Healthy weight. Purina One healthy weight. What do you feed your dog? Well, it's 16. It's like mush carrots probably, right? Yeah, I was about to say.
I fed mine Old Roy.
What? I've never even heard of that.
Old Roy, come on. It's Sam Walton.
Yeah.
Walmart.
That's the Walmart brand dog food? Old Roy. I didn't know that.
And they have premium Old Roy, but still, it's like half price. And I'm like, an automatic feeder. I'll check on.
You lazy comic.
Automatic feeder.
Yeah, I had a Husky and a Jack Russell.
Why do I feel like you have your own food in one of those two? he's also walking by there with a cereal bowl and getting it at the automatic feeder
cheese
for himself.
And water one of those sheds that people did, you know, build to put tools and stuff.
Yeah.
I built one for the dog and put wood shavings in there for him.
That's great.
You know what I got my dog when he was a puppy? Because everyone said, you have to put him in that little cage, you know, the kennel.
Sure.
And they said, don't give him water because then he'll pee. And I was like, I felt like that was so cruel. I mean, you get this little puppy and he's thirsty in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So I bought a gerbil bottle.
Oh, that's ingenious.
And I put it in the thing. And in the middle of the night, I'd wake up and hear, like, licking the little thing.
That's actually pretty smart.
Yep, I gave him the little gerbil bottle, so I'm going to get Scotty one.
And this is the same. A little gerbil bottle hanging off his bed. Good stuff.
On stage now.
Put beer in it.
Nice.
Looking around.
Lynn, so we were talking off air. You mentioned you were on Fox News, but you've been on... Like, you're a legit TV
personality. Please don't say I've been on Fox News. Like, that's something I do all the time.
But you're a legit TV personality.
Being a comic's like being a hooker. You take the jobs you can get. So Fox News was kind of like crawling in the back of a Cadillac and taking one for the team.
You do what you got to do.
You do what you got to do.
Well, you've been on, like... TV shows, like you're a TV personality.
I mean, I used to be, and now I think I'm becoming more of just
now
a bit of a shut-in. Yeah. although recently I did get to open for Louis C.K. at Madison Square Garden, and that was really
cool.
Dude,
stop right there. I saw him at the Fox Theater. You know where it is, Scotty. Yes. 2 weeks ago. He's the best stand-up comedian right now. He's in his prime at the top of his game. No offense to you, I haven't seen you yet. That I could change my mind at 10 p.m. tomorrow night.
He's amazing.
It's unbelievable. And it's fresh stuff every year.
Yeah.
And it's just, he comes at angles, from angles, and with, that is, it's brilliant.
It's brilliant, and he's such a...
Him and Brian Regan.
Yeah.
Class, they're, and Louis C.K. would say the same thing about Regan, and Regan would say the thing about Louis C.K. They're brilliant.
I my jaw dropped after the Fox Theater the other day.
Brian Regan's great, but I haven't seen him in a long time, but Louis is unbelievable. And I will say what was really special about it was I was coming back from a heinous gig. Like you know, I'm sure you've had to do the same personal appearances and stuff. Like there are times when you just like, okay, I'm blessed. I could be putting makeup on dead people. This is better. But, you know, oh my MG, like this sucked tonight. And I got a text and I look at it and it's his agent's name. And he says, hi, Lynn, it's Mike and his name. And then he said, I'm Louis's agent. And he said, are you available to open at, and I know he's had lots of different comics open, mm-hmm. and I was on with two other, with Rachel Feinstein and Michelle Wolf.
She was there.
Who are amazing, amazing comics. And he, and I figured maybe someone's dropped out or something, you know, he needed one more. And are you available to open Monday night? And this is Saturday. And I said to the guy driver who was featuring, I said, because I'm thinking, maybe this has got to be like Louis Katz, who's another comic. I'm like, and I said, can you tell me, who's Louis C.K.'s agent? So he told me, and I said, and where is he this weekend? Do you know? And
MSG.
He said, yeah, he's at Madison Square Garden. I said, so MSG would be Madison Square Garden?
Yeah.
It's not a Chinese restaurant or something? And he said, no. And I said to his girlfriend, will you look at this? Did I just get asked to open for him? And she said, yeah. So I wrote back to the agent and I said, are you kidding me? Yeah, I'm available. And it was really great. And what's really great is before the show, he makes all the agents and everybody leave the backstage. Like they're
just
allowed to come in for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But even his agents all have to split like a half an hour before the show starts, and it's just us, so it's just comics with him.
I gotta stop you right there. We're gonna take a break.
Sorry.
Can you hang out one more second?
Sure.
I want to hear about more about this. She is Lynn Coplett. She is at the Punchline this weekend. He is Scotty K. He is sleeping this weekend. Tickets available for both at punchline.com. Hang tight, we'll be right back. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show at your beck and call till midnight. Coming up on the program, Angela Serafin, who is in HBO's new show Westworld, which premieres this Sunday. Jay Black with a preview of The Dogs, but very honored to have comedian Lynn Coplett in studio with her sidekick Scotty K. Lynn is at the Punchline this weekend. Tickets available, punchline.com. You opened for Louis C.K.
I did, and it was great, and it was just a wonderful experience. And I also got the pleasure of being on his web series Horace and Pete for one episode, and he's so good. He, Amy Schumer, like, they're so good at giving back to comics and taking care of all of us.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Giving us jobs.
That he's a good dude.
He's a great dude.
Yeah.
And he's...
That makes me happy.
Yeah, and he's learning from him is like, it's like a master class, just watching. Yeah. My favorite thing wasn't even performing, it was being able to sit backstage with the girls and we ate from a cheese plate and watched his act.
Seriously, guys, great to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
I'll see you Saturday night at the Punchline.
Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. Likewise, my fake Jewish friend.
It's not Shalom. It's Shana Tova.
Look at that. You're an honorary Jew. You have my heart and you order breakfast. News, weather, and traffic next. Stick around, more to come. This is the Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum. Depend on the WSB Breaking News Center for immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
or a traffic red alert
whenever and wherever they strike.
Immediately accurate WSB.
Depend on it. Hey, this is Lois Griffin, and you are listening to the Mark Arum Show.
It's so good to be born in America, where all men are free. It's so good to be born in America, all the home of the red, the white, and the blue.
Welcome back to the show, and you know what huge fans we are of HBO here on The Mark Arum Show, and I am uber excited for the next big hit coming up this Sunday night. It is called Westworld, a TV show based on the 1973 film, which is amazing, by the way, folks. If you haven't seen Westworld, go get it now. Angela Serafin from Westworld joins us on the program. Angela, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
How excited are you on the eve of the debut of Westworld on HBO?
Oh, it's incredible. Last night was the premiere, and it was surreal to be at the Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. It's always been a dream, and to see the enormity of this show on the street was just priceless.
How, if you can, how did you get cast in the show, and did you know about the movie before they came calling?
I didn't know about the movie before my audition, and it was a very funny story. The day I flew to San Francisco, which was about 2 years ago, I get a call from my agent saying that there's this audition tomorrow with the director. And so that evening, I looked at the script, which is 3 pages of material, that's the only thing they offered, because it was very secretive. But the material on a page was just, it was like poetry, it was like, I don't know, some of the best writing that you've ever seen, and I was blown away. And what happened was I ended up staying in San Francisco and didn't go back to Los Angeles. But luckily, on my birthday a month later, they were able to see me. They had decided to go a different direction with the role. And on June 30th, which is my birthday, I got a chance to go back, and I decided this is the role. I've got to get this. And it worked in my favor. So that's when I started, before the audition, I started watching the film, I started studying about androids, I I did as much research about it as I could, and it was such a wonderful world to delve in.
I mean, I remember as a kid watching Westworld, and I was just transfixed. And to think that they're going to make a TV show about it, and the fact that HBO is making a TV show, so you know it's going to be amazing. I am so excited for this thing.
Yes, I saw the original film, and Yul Brynner, the whole movie, is just something kind of outside its time period. And now HBO doing it, and the way that they're doing it is so spectacular. It's just like a movie. I mean, I saw the very first episode yesterday. It's stunning. It's so, there isn't a show out there like it, and it's really going to move people. I really feel that way about it.
Angela Serafine joins us on the Mark Arum Show. Westworld premieres this Sunday, and I mean, Sundays on HBO are just legendary. Every you know, major show that HBO has faith in, they put on a Sunday. So that has to bode well for the future of this, right?
Yes. I remember years ago watching, was it The Sopranos was on Sunday, Sex and the City was on Sunday, Game of Thrones is on Sunday, am I right?
Yeah, every great HBO show is Sunday night.
Yeah, and now Westworld.
Now, a couple of lesser-known actors alongside you in Westworld, a guy named Tony Hopkins, Ed Harris. How exciting was that to work with them?
Oh, those lesser-known actors. Oh, my God. They're incredible. They're not only amazing actors, but they're great people. I got a chance to meet them. We all have different storylines, so we don't necessarily always work together. But I did get a chance to meet them and have conversations, and I'm blown away. And see them work, you know, I have no words. They're great.
Masters of the craft. I'm assuming you were a little nervous meeting Anthony Hopkins and Ed Harris at first, right?
Yes. I got to meet Ed Harris about 2 years ago, but I recently met Anthony Hopkins, and he's such a generous, kind of very kind soul, and he's a composer, and he's this very sensitive human being, and he's a painter. He's all of these things, and so besides being a brilliant actor, I enjoyed our conversations. He's a great guy. You guys should meet him.
If you can make that happen, Angela, I will fly out to meet you and Sir Anthony Hopkins. Right? Do you have to call him Sir on the set?
No, he likes everyone to call him Tony.
Nice. I like that. Yeah. I don't know. If I was knighted a sir, I think I might have everyone call me sir.
What would your surname be? Sir Mark Arum?
Sir Mark Arum. Yeah, exactly. It kind of rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, Sir Mark Arum. It's so good to be here with you.
But Angela, I'm excited for you because this is obviously an amazing experience for you. I'm excited for me as a huge Westworld and HBO fan. I know everything's kind of tight-lipped on this. We don't want to give too much away. How many episodes in season one, and do we know if there is a season two?
I don't know if there's a season two. How many episodes? There are 10 episodes in season one.
But they're not planning this to be like a standalone show, like Night of.
Okay. No. This is a series, just like Game of Thrones or The Sopranos.
Excellent. I'm assuming, have you watched Game of Thrones and Sopranos? What's your favorite HBO show besides Westworld?
Don't even get me started. I love so many of HBO's shows. I love The Night Of right now.
Good.
I literally sat down and watched this whole miniseries and basically two nights with my mom.
So good.
She really liked it too. Yeah, it's great.
John Turturro nailed it. Well, I'm sure you're going to nail it. Angela, I'll be watching live on Sunday. I'm excited. The premiere of Westworld on HBO. Thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on this this amazing show that you're now a part of.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
From the star of Westworld on HBO to the star of WSB Radio, it's WSB Sports Director Jay Black with our weekly Bulldogs update. How are you, Angry Jay Black?
I'm doing pretty good. We finally got a home game. I don't have to drive through several states to get to the ball game this week.
I know your nickname is Angry Jay Black, yes. But I was kind of angry after last week's game. I wasn't confident going in, but I did not expect that.
It's kind of hard to stay angry when you know so early into the ball game you have no shot. And you just have to sit there and take it.
Well, it's 3-0. I'm like, all right, we're all right. And then the pick six, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, it
but
was.
But then I had hope because they blew two big leads already this year.
It was very clear pretty early. It's like, yeah. Ooh, we're in trouble. And we were. But, you know, it's only one loss. This is the one they have to have.
Yeah.
If they want to get to the Dome,
this is it.
You can't lose
in conference.
To Tennessee.
Yeah.
You got to have this
in
one.
Their respective side of the conference.
Yeah, you beat Tennessee. You're all square. Yeah. You get the tiebreaker. All good.
What, did the better team win last Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's just basically what happened, right?
Yeah. Kirby Smart had been saying all season that, hey, listen, we're not really that good. We haven't played a very good game yet. And North Carolina appears to not be as good as we thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, they didn't play well against Nicholls State, and they stole one against Missouri.
Sure.
So, and, you know, I mean, Ole Miss has the
reality.
Talent.
Back to reality last
Ole Miss
Saturday.
Has plenty of talent. They just kind of screwed up.
Last Saturday was a weird Saturday. Not only the Dogs lost, I'll just leave it at that, but I found myself rooting for Tennessee for the first time in a long time as they beat Florida, which is always a good thing in my mind. But now I have to root against Tennessee. They looked pretty good.
They've got talent too. They just haven't quite put it together until that second half against Florida. They had a slow game against App State. They had a slow start against Virginia Tech, and they screwed around with Ohio a little bit and had a slow start against Florida. And nearly, you know, they got down 21-0 and came back and finished it off, scoring 35 in the second half. But I mean, they've got everything you want. They got a mobile quarterback, Josh Dobbs, who's from Alpharetta.
Yeah,
you know he tore Georgia up in the second half last year. They've got good running backs, big receivers. They've got talent on the defensive line and Derek Barnett. They've got plenty of options here.
For us, what one Bulldog offensive player might not be playing Saturday?
Yeah, Nick Chubb hasn't practiced a lot this week, and his status is very questionable. He did not play the entire second half because of a bad ankle.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know he wants to get out there in the worst way against Tennessee because that's where he blew out his knee last year. But Georgia in the second half, now given, you know, the issue was no longer in doubt, but they did run the ball better, you know, over 200 yards in the game. Sonny Michel looks like he's fine.
Yep.
Got to see Elijah Holyfield a little bit. He made a cameo appearance, ran over a guy, so that was fun. So we'll see, but George, it's going to be very hard to beat Tennessee if Nick Chubb's not 100%.
Jacob Eason under center, snap one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the guy.
That's it now. There's no more.
Unless, like I say, he's basically on a 3-turnover rule, I think. As long as he doesn't turn the ball over 3 times, he's the guy, and he's just got to go learn his lessons and take his lumps.
Sources tell me you might be the new place kicker for the Bulldog.
That's not true, but it's not far away.
Yeah,
because they've got some issues there.
When I put my high school football team junior year, we didn't attempt a kick all season. We went for two every time.
We might be kicking just extra points at this point, or because Georgia is 3 of 8 kicking field goals this year, and they're only hitting 50% inside of 40 yards.
Unbelievable. Hang tight. I want to ask you about the end of Turner Field when we come back.
All right.
WSB Sports Director Jay Black. Hang tight. Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show. Agree that MCs need a tissue. The folks my only issue. I bet your mama miss you, and I bet the Mac take off like an MX missile. No more of your whining on the charts climbing as I make the phone kick it out more harder than a diamond.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the program. Mark Arum with you on a Friday Eve. Hope you have a great weekend planned ahead of you. Hopefully you're going to Athens to see the Bulldogs take on the Vols of Tennessee, or you're going to Turner Field to check out the final homestand. Final games ever at Turner Field. Jay Black, WSB Sports Director in studio. We don't have much time here, Jay. Obviously, you've been to Turner Field numerous times. Favorite Turner Field memory for you?
I would say that I was there for... got to see a fight between Eddie Perez and Paul Byrd. That was fun. I was there for that game.
Wow.
And seeing Sammy Sosa hit one off the scoreboard in center field. I was there for that. Not in person. The one pennant they won there, Andrew Jones walk-off walk. And
that was a great game.
Yes,
I was there for that. That was fantastic.
And the infield fly rule game has to be one of the most. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
That Andrew Jones walk-off, that was the loudest I've ever heard Turner Field.
I take it back. I can't believe I forgot this. Eric Hinsky's homer. Well, I was there for that, the playoffs against the Giants, which was the loudest I'd ever heard that stadium. And then, naturally, as the Braves do, they blew it.
Understood.
But
you sat real quick. You sad to see it go?
I am. Yeah, I am. I'm sad to see baseball in that location go. And I'm excited to see what we get with the new ballpark. But, I mean, it's, you know, there's been baseball and there's been the Olympics in that spot since 1966.
Yeah. Sad day. But, you know, the new ballpark will be amazing.
Yes.
And hopefully the food is just as amazing in the press box.
Yes.
That's what we hope for.
Yes.
All right. WSB Sports Director Jay Black, the kickoff, all that stuff for the Dogs game tomorrow.
11:30 airtime from the Tate Plaza at Sanford Stadium at the University of Georgia. And then we will kick it off at 3:30-ish between Georgia and Tennessee. Right here on the home of the Dogs.
Will my parking pass from Nickel State work?
No.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you're gonna have to figure out. You're gonna have to pay to park at Clark Central for like $20 or something.
And you're gonna be tweeting at the game, right?
I'll be there at WSB Radio Sports, and then you can follow all my columns and insight at WSBRadio.com, and I'll tweet them out on at Jay Black too. On
Channel
Twitter
Two
as well.
Is retweeting you a lot. That's pretty cool.
Yes, they we've. I think we have pretty. You know, I come up with some decent nuggets. I come up with some crap too.
It's a great feed.
But at WSB Radio Sports, and if I was thinking ahead, I would have just always done it on my thing. But I screwed up, so now I got to do it on.
That's fine.
On both of them,
it's good.
So you know, follow both of those. Use that as keep that in hand while you're listening to the game and watching on TV and watch the phone. You know, multitask while you're handling the dogs.
Bring us home a W, Jay.
We need it.
All right. Thanks for sticking around, Jay. We'll talk to you next Friday.
See you next Friday.
Are you working Monday?
No. I got the thing at Turner Field.
You have bankers hours now.
It's not bankers. It's all over the clock. But I'm never in the station anymore.
Speaking of the clock, we got to run.
Bye.
News, weather, and traffic next. This is the Mark Arum Show.
They never around when the beef cooks in my part of town. It's similar to Vietnam. Now we all grown up and old and beyond the cops' control. They better have the riot gear ready. Trying to back me and get rock steady. By the Mac 1 double, I touch you and leave you with.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.